Welcome to the Empowered Embodiment Podcast. I am your host, Robin LaCombra. In this podcast, we explore all the feels in their full spectrum. Movements, both physical and social. Creativity, advocacy, belief systems, ambition, community care. Creating cultures of compassion where more folks feel like they truly belong. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being down to do the work. Let's do this. Hey, folks. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Empowered Embodiment. In this episode, it's just going to be me rambling and hopefully motivating you. I wanted to talk about a thing that I often say and teach in all of my courses. If you are alive, you are a leader. If you are alive, you are a leader. And I know that this might feel untrue for some people. Maybe there are beliefs like, I only have 100 people on social media, or I don't even have social media, or I'm not in leadership positions. I'm a this, or I'm a that, and whatever limiting beliefs or excuses you might have around your leadership. But let me remind you and try to convince you that if you are alive, you are a leader. Regardless of size, we all have a sphere of influence. Our every word, action, and decision has impact. So it doesn't matter how many people listen to you or how big your network is, your words, your actions, your decisions all impact the folks around you. And I think this is a really important time in the world to wake up to that. We're in the middle of a pandemic, a global pandemic. The Black Lives Movement is really, really, really gaining traction. More and more folks are waking up to the realities, sometimes invisible, but felt sense reality of systemic oppression, systemic racism, white supremacy, capitalism, patriarchy, all of that stuff. So in this global pandemic time, we are waking up to all of this stuff. We are feeling this stuff highly charged. So now is really a time for you to wake up to your leadership. When we wake up to the reality of our impact, then we can wield it with our intentions. The clearer you are with your intentions, the more considerate you are with your intentions, the more likely your actions and impact will be aligned with your intentions. So get clear. What are the mission, vision, and values of your life? What kind of impact do you want to have? How do you want people around you to feel? How do you want to feel? Really take some time to consider these questions and an invitation to journal about it. Depending on when or where you're listening to this podcast, maybe press pause right now, grab your journal, and answer these questions. What are the mission, vision, and values of your life? What kind of impact do you want to have? How do you want people around you to feel? How do you want to feel? Wake up to your leadership potential and enact it with radical agency and radical accountability. These two terms concepts I learned from my teacher, Dana Reagan. And I am going to spend some time riffing on them, my interpretation of them, and how they have shown up for me in my personal practice and in my practice of teaching. These concepts I explore more fully in my Empowered Embodiment course. It's a course that is open to everyone. You don't have to be this or that to benefit from this work. and I'm working on online offerings or an online offering of this course. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, enjoy this free sneak peek into some of the ideas that this course will cover. All right, so let's unpack these two things, radical agency and radical accountability, which to me are two important components of our intrinsic leadership that we are all born with. So how do we step into our radical agency? We check our beliefs. Check your beliefs. Take inventory. Do they build you up or do they keep you small? For example, when you first heard me say, if you are alive, you are a leader, was the first thing that came to mind, no, I'm not. I'm not a leader. Or was it, fuck yeah, I am. I'm a leader. So take inventory and then recognize that you have agency over your beliefs. You get to choose what you believe. You get to say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to hold on to that belief about myself. You get to say, nah, nah, this belief does not serve. I am getting rid of it. So a practice that I like to use when taking inventory of my beliefs is the KonMari method. Marie Kondo, the tidying expert, who talks about keeping things that spark joy in your space and then getting rid of anything that doesn't. So take inventory of your beliefs. Do the beliefs that you have about yourself spark joy? Do they build you up? Do they encourage you? Do they motivate you? Do they expand you? Or do they do the opposite? Full permission to get rid and throw out any belief you have of yourself that keeps you small, that doesn't build you up. Stepping into our agency around our beliefs and creating a supportive internal structure is a powerful and simple shift we can make to more confidently stand in our leadership. Our beliefs, they're our internal structure. They're a foundation of our choices, our behaviors, our words. So make sure that your beliefs are supportive so that you can more confidently move forward. Take a breath with that. Big inhale, big exhale. I love to take audible breaths for those of you who don't know me, so there will be lots of that in these podcasts. All right, second concept, radical accountability. This is a big, big, big one, especially right now in our very, very tense worlds where many folks are waking up. Many folks are holding their leaders accountable. I've been referring to this time as the age of accountability. So this is a really big thing. Ears up, really listen to this. Okay, so often our impacts and our intentions are misaligned, right? Like we have an intention, but the impact of it might be opposite to what we had intended. And that's how we cause harm. That's how we hurt feelings. These are mistakes. And that's okay. It's okay to make mistakes as long as we learn from them. It is better to take imperfect action than to take no action at all. Bravely make mistakes and humbly learn from them. This is the most important thing after acknowledging that you are in fact a leader, is learning how to take feedback and admit when you've made a mistake. So here's my guide on how to do just that. Step number one, reframe your relationship to mistake and failure. Reframe it. Are you a person who's afraid and avoids mistakes and failure at all costs? Do failures have a negative impact to your sense of self-worth? Can you flip that? Again, radical agency over your beliefs. Can you believe that failures, mistakes, are rich opportunities for growth? You can't make a wrong decision. You can only learn from the decisions you make. And maybe some people will or will not agree with that, but just try that on for size. Try that belief on for size, that you can't make a wrong decision. You can only learn from the decisions you make. I.e., it is better to take imperfect action and learn from them than to take no action at all, than to not decide at all. I read an article, I believe he was a neurologist, some sort of neuroscientist, I can't remember now, Jason Moser. In 2011, he ran a study on brain activity when we make mistakes. And what Jason Moser and his team discovered is that when we make mistakes, our brain grows, literally. Synapses fire. And when synapses fire, that is the physiological action or outcome of growth in our brain. So even though failure definitely doesn't feel good, it is good. It is a rich opportunity for growth physiologically, with our synapses firing in our brain, cognitively, as long as we are aware and doing that cognitive work of, I made a mistake, how do I take accountability and correct and move forward? And emotionally, because yeah, it sucks when you fail, when you feel like you failed, or when you've made a mistake. That really does feel yucky in your body and might feel heartbreaking. But the emotional growth of welcoming those feelings, processing those feelings, and then overcoming those feelings, that too is growth. So when we make mistakes and failures, we grow physiologically, cognitively, and emotionally. In my opinion, that is a pretty good trade-off for taking accountability for our mistakes. So in radical accountability, reframe your relationships to mistakes and failures so that it's one where you're like, ooh, all right, I get to learn something here. Learning has growing pains, but it is learning nonetheless. So that's step number one. Number two in receiving feedback is attuned listening. Listen, y'all. Like, really listen. Take mindful breaths to calm you out of your fight or flight mode, allowing yourself to be really present and receive the information that is being shared with you. Seek clarity by asking questions and hearing the answers rather than getting caught up in your defenses, trying to prove that you're a good person. You don't need to prove you're a good person. You need to listen. You need to listen and take in the information. So as well with attuned listening, acknowledge and validate the experience that's being shared with you. So rather than gaslighting or minimizing or denying that you had the impact you had on somebody who is sharing their feedback with you, validate it. Acknowledge it. I thank you for sharing your experience with me. I hear that I had this impact on you. And then manage your reactions. So number three, manage your reactions. Defensiveness, gaslighting, denying causes further harm. So breathe to get grounded. What gremlins are present? Gremlins being beliefs that limit you, programs that limit you. What gremlins are present? And tell them to take a beat. Send them to daycare, and then respond from the seat of your highest self. Again, this concept of gremlin and higher self, I learned from Dana Reagan, who runs Somatic Soul Coaching School. And she is brilliant, and I highly recommend you check her out. So manage your reactions. Check your defensiveness, check your gaslighting, check your denying, because it causes more harm. You're digging a deeper grave for your argument around you being a good person. Step number four, focus forward. Stay focused on how you want to move forward. What are the needs of the person giving you feedback? How can you deliver on those needs? What do you need in order to deliver on those needs? Further education on a topic, conversations with colleagues, time to integrate and reflect. So identify your needs so that you can deliver on the needs being requested of you. And don't get stuck in defense. Get curious, stay open, breathe and flow forward. Yeah, and then my last step is something that should be underlying all of these steps. Gratitude and apology. Always thank the individual for their share, even if you didn't like the tone of their delivery. Remember, they are coming from a place of hurt, potentially, if they're giving you this feedback. So holding space for how hurt might manifest emotionally. And it's not easy to bring up uncomfortable conversations. So thanking them for their brave vulnerability. Thank them for the opportunity to reflect on your own actions. And then apologize. And really mean it. Don't be afraid to say sorry. Say it sincerely. And ask how you can prevent future harm or how you can be more supportive. Especially in this specific time that we find ourselves in, asking questions, being curious, and respecting boundaries and naming that you're respecting boundaries of everyone's emotional labor and what they can and cannot share. These are really important steps and really important steps for leaders. And we are all leaders. So that's that. I just really wanted to come on here and share with you that I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe you are a leader. And I hope that you can step into the work of believing in yourself as well, understanding the incredible, powerful impact that you have. Stop denying that. Stop keeping yourself small. Stop being more committed to your defenses than you are to creating a culture of compassion and a world where everyone feels like they belong. We all deserve to feel like we belong. And every time we use our voice in service of creating that felt sense of belonging for more people, it's magic. It's impactful. So cast spells with your words by being real clear and intentional with it. And take accountability of your words, your actions, your behaviors, your leadership. There you have it. I hope these words landed with you. I hope maybe you can dial up your sense of leadership, even just one notch. And I hope it inspires you to have those difficult conversations with the folks around you and to take action imperfectly and to take accountability humbly. An invitation to take 3 cleansing breaths with me before we close off this podcast. Big breath into your self-worth. Big breath out. Breathing out any limiting beliefs. Let these breaths be a part of your KonMari method of your belief inventory. Another big breath in. Get as audible as you'd like. Last breath. All right, friends, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to send me your feedback, email me, check out my website. stay in contact, and let's keep these conversations going. You are alive. You are a leader. Peace, peace, peace.